Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Love it. Go Cubs.
This game was unreal. I never gave up hope.
Well, there you have it. People were very excited because the Cubbies broke a 108-year long drought and took the World Champion, the World Series last night, a game that went very, very late. Joining us on the line, Cindy Boren, sports reporter for the Washington Post. Cindy, look, first of all, I think you have to say, if you're a baseball fan, this was a great series, and this last game was a great game.
Can they play another 7, please? I was up, as I'm sure you guys were, until, 1 a.m., 1:30. You just couldn't stop watching. It was entertaining. It was fun. You feel for the Cleveland team. You would have felt for the Cubs if it had gone the other way. It's just great fun. Sorry, Bryce Harper, but the Cubs put the fun back in baseball before you did.
Well, listen, part of the fun here obviously was the narrative that these were the two longest suffering baseball teams. That drama can't be matched. If you're Cleveland right now, oh my gosh, what's going on there that you had it in the bag, right?
Up 3-1, you pulled a reverse Cavs.
Yeah.
It's sad. It was a difficult environment, though. I mean, did you see the stadium? It felt like Wrigley.
Yeah.
There were so many Cubs fans there.
Mm-hmm.
But you had so much more color on the Cubs side with, Bill Murray. You had the lore of the Billy Goat. You had the actual curse. There was just so much color to the Cubs side of the field that it was really kind of a tsunami that the Indians just couldn't really do anything about.
Would you agree that the Cubs were set up at the beginning of the season to do exactly what they did here? I mean, all the pieces fell into place player-wise, management-wise, and also injury-wise.
And front office-wise. It's funny. I grew up in the Midwest. I watched a lot of Cardinals games. I've watched a lot of Cubs games. And I came into the office in January after watching the moves they made in the offseason. And I said, it's over. They're going to win it all. And
wow.
My coworkers kind of looked at me and said, oh, shut up, go away.
And
I should have put some money on it. But, I loved the hire of Joe Maddon. I thought that was really smart. You can't really quibble with the acquisitions of Zobrist, the MVP. Hayward, Hayward bringing them together during the rain delay for a pep talk, there was just so much. Epstein put it all together.
Well, that's
the
thing. We got to talk about who made those moves. Theo Epstein, and for those of you who are passive sports enthusiasts, this is the same man who put the team together to break the Boston Red Sox curse. At that point, I think it was 86 years. So, this is a miracle. I mean, is he arguably the finest general manager in baseball history with these two feats?
Well, it's hard to argue against a guy who's broken the curse of the Bambino and the Billy Goat curse. I think and right now it's such a feel-good story, and I think what people are overlooking is the fact that, maybe in about 5 years after the Cubs have won another couple of these World Series, you're going to hate them. No, I'm serious. They're built for the long term. I mean, they're going to be good for, for another 10 years. This is a young team, and at some point, everybody's going to turn on them, of course.
Yeah, but talk about how this comes at a time when, we are so distracted and divided as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got all this stuff going on in the political environment. And people are probably, as tense as they've ever been on a national level.
Yes.
What a wonderful thing to happen in the midst of all that.
Finally, a feel-good story, and everyone wanted the series to go 7 games. They really did. And I was, I was saying, I really want it to go next week. I'm serious. Can they play another 7? I want this to go another week. It really was a feel-good story for a change, and finally something that sort of lifted this relentless annoyance of this election campaign. You know, it's just...
Well, and also, I mean, setting it aside from politics, we're in Washington, of course, so everything's shot through the prism of politics. But if you're a sports fan, this is the time of the year that you're only interested in the World Series if you have an affinity for those two teams. The rest of the time, you're focusing on the NFL, where interest in the NFL suddenly is now waning, and this is the World Series that could make Major League Baseball, well, more popular again.
I mean, you know, baseball is an old sport, but this felt fresh. It felt different. You know, there are all these people coming to the sport from football. Maybe they're tired of football. Maybe they see the concussions and have problems with that. You know, maybe they see that football isn't fun anymore because, you know, that they punish everyone who celebrates a touchdown with any kind of flair. You know, and this was fun. There sure was a lot of flair, you know, really on both teams, but certainly on the side of the Cubs. And, you know, it was different. It was just refreshing.
Yeah. But again, not for everyone. If you're a Cleveland Indian fan, you're very, very sad this morning. And now you're the people with the longest running stretch.
Well, there's always, you know, in overall the Arizona Cardinals in football. So, you know, maybe you can just point to them. And, you know, if you're Cleveland, it was only three and a half, four months ago you were celebrating an NBA championship. And your basketball team is still pretty good. I'm not going to say anything about the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Indians are a well-crafted team, too. They're well put together. They have a great manager in Terry Francona. You know, I think it's probably less of a disappointment for Indians fans than it would have been for Cubs fans to have lost Game 7.
So, Cindy Boren, you're a sports writer for the Washington Post. We are the morning show on Washington's historic WMAL. So let's get back to D.C. for a minute because you're breaking the heart. Can we be homers again, please?
Sure.
You're breaking the hearts of Nats fans. What can the Nationals learn from what we've seen with the Cubs here?
You know, there's nothing wrong with the Nationals here.
You just handed the next four World Series to our National League Cubs there. What about the Nats?
It's a better team. They have better pitching. You know, the bullpen is not great, nor is the Nats. You know, the problem for the Nationals is they could have been right there. There were some key injuries. They didn't have Steven Strasburg at a key stretch in the postseason. Harper, you know, you have to look at Bryce Harper and say, you know, what's wrong? He wasn't hitting. I mean, his production fell off dramatically in the second half of the season. You know, I mean, there's a great rivalry there, should be, a budding rivalry there with the Cubs, even though it's, you know, certainly different divisions.
Is it also fair to say that manager-wise, Joe Maddon, I think, compared to Dusty Baker, it's not even a contest. Joe Maddon is truly a genius.
He really is. He's so smart, and it's so deceptive because, you know, he loves to make jokes, and he says these funny things, you know, like, oh, try not to stink.
Yeah, and, really affable guy.
Yeah,
you know, and he puts together the costumes, you know, road trips whenever they go on long flights. You know, they wear funky costumes, you know, they wear onesies. I think after Jake Arrieta's no-hitter last year, they were all going on a road trip, and it happened to be pajamas road trip. So they're all posing, you know, on the field with Jake Arrieta in their jammies. And, you know, I mean, he's loose.
Yeah.
He kept them loose. And, you know, maybe that's where the Nats failed. You know, nothing on Dusty, nothing on the Nats. But, boy, Joe Maddon kept them loose over the course of 160
games. Yeah, something to be said about that.
We're going to leave it there. Cindy Boren, thanks for joining
us. Cindy, great stuff.
Truly historic game last night. Maybe the way Joe Maddon keeps his team loose is that he's a big-time enophile. Did you know that? Mm. Big-time enophile.
Okay.
That's wine. He's a wine expert.
Oh, okay.
He's a wine expert. He loves wine. Yeah.
Well, who doesn't? Right. Cindy Boren, good stuff. It's 8:15 on WMAL.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth,
Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.